Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Testing?
Testies?
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 1, 2, 3.
Boner.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Fucker.
I like sucking,
but I ain't gay.
Legit bad podcast.
Fuck those honkies.
Big ass.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
He really knows how to suck a wiener.
Welcome back to Planet Retard.
We're here with a bunch of retards.
Retarded faggots.
Yeah, mostly just us, but we also have a listener. We'll just, you want to go by JV, I guess?
JV would do.
Okay, JV. Yeah. He's my favorite L.A. Bean, as I've called him, and we did crash on L.A. a couple weeks ago, but I wasn't talking about this guy because he listens to our show. He can't be that. Yeah. So if anybody's interested, any listeners or anything coming on this show, I know we have several lined up for the next few weeks, but if anybody else is interested, legitbatpod@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on the Instagrams, which, just so everyone knows, or on Telegram, yeah, but just so everyone knows, we're officially famous now, because one stupid fucking video I put up on there just went crazy. I don't know what the definition of viral is, but it's more entertainment or interaction than I've ever had on any Instagram post ever. So the last 24 hours has just been like, what the fuck is going on? I don't trust Instagram, so I don't trust the numbers, and I don't know what's up their sleeves. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on them. But until then, we're very famous now, just so everybody knows. Okay. Oh, look, share screen. And if this is your first time listening, also, this is just kind of a palate cleanser show that we do so that people don't get too bogged down with all the crazy conspiracy talk and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We just talk about dumb news stories. So here is my first one that I found. Man sentenced after police find loaded gun in his buttocks during strip search.
Ball.
No, his butt, not his balls. I figured this was Florida, but no, it's a Louisiana man chose the cheekiest of places when he needed to find a quick hiding spot for his gun. Justin, 24, these stupid ads. Fuck.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Pleaded guilty Friday to weapons charges after police in the town of Golden Meadow, who were arresting him late last year on a separate matter, discovered he had stashed a loaded 25 caliber Titan pistol in his buttocks. And it was a report from the smoking gun. This has got to be AI again.
It's got to be.
Police had taken Seboi into custody on December 28th after they responded to suspicious activity in a home he was occupying with a female acquaintance. Cops said they discovered Seboi possessed a handgun, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia during an initial search. Multiple other firearms were discovered in his butt. No, were discovered in his truck at the scene, the report said. So he was only hiding one firearm in his butt.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well,
caliber, what was the caliber?
25. So pretty
small.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could probably fit a 380 in there at least.
Yeah. It says, 380 and damn.
Yeah, it's a 357 Magnum, then you got problems.
As
the boy was being strip searched after his arrest, police reportedly found the additional surprise weapon concealed in his rear end. The pistol is more than 4 inches long with a 2.5-inch barrel. They had to specify the size just to be like, there's a vacuum down there. But so, oh, the other thing I was going to mention is some of these stories are from a while ago, just because I was kind of digging deep in the archives of retarded news. This is actually from 2020, and that story, I guess, is from 2019. So
look at his face. Is that his mugshot?
Yep.
He's like, yep, I had a gun in my butt.
Yeah, come at me, Popo.
Well, that's where I have
the next one. Oh, I can't see my shit now because the share screen thing is in the way. How do I get past that?
So hold on a second. So he was caught with marijuana and drug paraphernalia, and they fucking strip searched him?
What state was this in?
It was in Louisiana. Yeah, they're pretty harsh down there, I think.
Yeah, they probably looked at him and went, yeah, you got a pretty mouth. We're going to need you to get naked.
That's the one thing. When you get caught with something, if you have the drugs, it's the gun is the one you really want to hide.
Right.
But I can't believe where he wanted to hide it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, normally around here, if you have, I mean, even back then, if you have weed, like, just tell them you have weed and then they won't look in your ass crack for a gun. They'll be like, oh, you have weed. Cool.
Doesn't it seem been faster to hide the gun anywhere else? I mean, he could have put it literally anywhere. I don't know how big his butthole is, but that probably took quite some time.
I think really he credit card slotted it. I just looked up the gun. It's a little 25 ACP. It's about as small as your 38 ACP or your 380 that you used to have, Joe.
Vaseline on hand though? It doesn't matter.
Was it in his
butthole? Oh, it's just in his butt cheeks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just credit card slit it.
And then
not a 22.
When they
strip
searched him, he didn't just give it up beforehand. He just clenched his cheeks right up until the very end.
He probably ass kegled the shit out of that.
He was doing the penguin for sure, just walking around. Or,
like he has an evergreen up his butt.
He probably had it planned beforehand. Like if I get caught, then I'm gonna do this.
Ooh. Well, obviously he was a stoner because he's like, I got a plan, man. I'll put it in my butt crack. They'll never see it.
What do they call that? Premeditated butt gunning.
Yeah, that guy. I wonder what he's up to these days. We should hit him up, see if he wants to come on the show. Okay, next story is not that. Man suing Buffalo Wild Wings restaurant chain after claiming boneless wings are actually just chicken nuggets. Which is true. Wow. Everybody knows that.
It is true.
Yeah. Oh, it's I won't say it, but his name is Ayman Halim, so you can put that together in your head. Is seeking damages after he discovered the wings he bought in January were actually made of slices of chicken breast meat, which, might I note, is usually on the menu. It'll say, white meat chicken breaded and fried. We just call it wings.
And everybody knows that. This guy says that he's very upset because he was expecting to order boneless wings and receive wings that had been deboned, which is fucking disgusting. Why would you want to eat?
It would just be little tiny pieces of meat. Have you ever eaten a chicken wing? It's tiny, tiny pieces of meat that you have to chew off of the bone.
So he was mad that it wasn't disgusting. I don't get it. I don't get the argument here. I don't know why a lawyer took his case.
So it says he's suing the restaurant chain for false and deceptive marketing after claiming their boneless wings are actually just chicken nuggets. Mr. Halim, who filed his lawsuit at a district court in Illinois, said he purchased the wings at a restaurant in Mount Prospect. Who cares? He added he was under the impression he was buying deboned wings because of their description on the menu. Well, let's see if they state that. However, his lawsuit says, unbeknownst to plaintiff and other consumers, the products are not wings at all, but instead slices of chicken breast meat deep fried like wings. Indeed, the products are more akin in composition to a chicken nugget rather than a chicken wing. Had plaintiff and other consumers known that the products are not actually chicken wings, they would have paid less for them or would not have purchased them at all.
Did they give him his money back, though? I mean, this seems like the worst Yelp review ever. You take it to court. It's like next level Yelp review. Just don't fucking get them.
Yeah, his name is...
Or just be like, hey, this isn't what I ordered. Yeah.
It's totally like a Karen. It's a Karen
mother
type
bitch,
thing. Like,
you did not give me the bonus.
Are you stupid?
Are you stupid? Oh, no.
Well, that's Japanese, but, you know, close enough. So it does say that the lawsuit points to the fact that other companies sell comparable products without referring to them as wings. These include Domino's Pizza, which has a menu item called Boneless Chicken, and Papa John's, which has a similar menu item called Chicken Poppers. The lawsuit aims to represent an estimated thousands of consumers around the country who, like Mr. Halim, purchased the chain's boneless wings at one of the chain's more than 1,200 locations. Defendants named in the suit include Buffalo Wild Wings and parent company Inspire Brands. Contacted for comment, a representative for both companies pointed to a Twitter post on the Buffalo Wild Wings account, which says, "It's true. Our boneless wings are all white meat chicken. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo," the post said. So good for them. They shot back.
So did he like
them?
Yeah. Come on. Did he enjoy the wing?
That's the thing. Dude. He's out and he's like, what?
No, you know that they get an order of, you know, 8, a 12, a 20, a 40. You can literally get, you know, buy one, get one, 40 boneless wings from B-dubs. You know that he went and ate 39 of them and the last one was like,
I do not believe that this is real wing.
I know. How many bites did it take? Did he take a bite and go, hold on a second? This tastes like all white breast meat. Has he ever heard of asking a fucking question? Like, hey, could you explain this to me? And when they explained it to him, he took it way too seriously.
Don't order him again. With that name, he would have had a lawsuit if it was pork, but it's not. Still fucking chicken, dude.
And yeah, that's still kosher or whatever.
Okay, it's like complaining about Taco Bell when you chose to go to Taco Bell. Why are you complaining at all? You just decided to go to Taco Bell. Are you really going to complain about their cat food fucking tacos? Like, you decided to go there.
No, if you're choosing to go to Taco Bell or any of these places, you know what you signed up for. So just
well,
he's a bitch right off the bat. I mean, if you order boneless. You're automatically a bitch. I'm sorry.
I agree. I got nothing for you if you order boneless.
Hey, I love boneless wings, but I know what I'm getting. I ordered them on purpose because I know they're all white meat and I don't want to eat bone.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I always forget you ate bones in your food.
I know who I am. That's okay.
Oops.
Yeah. Did the screen just change a little bit right there? It showed us your desktop.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just trying to. This is never in here. It's never in my way. I don't know why this screen thing is in my way.
Click it and drag it and move it.
The Mirror UK, they have the best. Yes. What kind of fucked up, dumb, fake shit did they spit out this time?
Thank God.
Well, let's find out. So, man sparks disgust by putting toilet seat in dishwasher for easy cleaning with dirty plates.
My gosh, I'm sorry. I just have to stop you really quick because this is 100% something that Joe would do.
That's a lot of fucking effort.
Yes, it is.
No.
Wow, yes.
Okay. Wow. Fine, not Joe. Joe, you wouldn't. Wow. That's fine. I would.
Right. That's a lot of fucking effort. God damn.
Oh, and this is...
Yeah, it is a lot of effort. That's what I was thinking. Like, damn, it takes quite a little bit of work.
Nonsense, poopy pants.
Yeah, they're pretty hard to, not hard, but it's kind of a pain to take them off. But so this is TikTok news, FYI. TikTok user Allison Corley has caused, his name's Allison and he's a dude. Are you gay? Oh, has caused a stir online after sharing a video of a man loading a toilet seat. Oh, that's why. into a dishwasher alongside his dirty plates, throwing viewers into a panic. So the Mirror is a UK outlet and they seem to be kind of hyperbolic about a lot of stuff.
It's probably written by AI mostly.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
Hold on a second. Throwing viewers into a... Why are they panicked? I swear to God. It's the fact that when we read these headlines, they use so much shit that it's like, can we break this down into the people reading it? Why the fuck are the viewers panicking? Don't watch it then.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's just clickbait.
Clickbait.
Say things like that because they want you to panic as well when you're reading it. It's trying to cause the reader.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, and here we are buying into it and reading it on our show. But hey,
we're not panicking now, so who fucking cares?
It says the 12-second clip has racked up almost 2 million views in 3 days, with viewers not knowing whether to believe it's true as she describes her content as short films and comedy sketches. Commenting on the clip, one user said, "You can't eat at anyone's house." So that is the other thing. A lot of these things, when it's on TikTok or Instagram or anything, you never know if that's actually like a genuine moment or a genuine thing that happened, or if it was all staged, because there was a fuck ton of that staged shit, and it drives me nuts.
Well, Joe, remember the whole video that we watched, Jen?
I don't know if we showed you. I think we showed you
the guy that foot fucks the chicken, like the whole chicken, and he makes all the fucking noises with it while he's cooking it.
That's an old one, yeah.
That's an old one, yeah, yeah. It's like, who the fuck would, I swear, that's the kind of video that people would have been like, I can't believe he's eating that. It's like, do you not get the fucking, like, satire? It might as well be Charlie Chaplin. Yeah, there's no words. He doesn't need to describe it. The whole thing is a joke. Like, fuck.
And he was probably playing off the whole cooking chicken in NyQuil and eating Tide Pod. Like, it's just as believable. Why not?
Nah, it's chicken. Man. NyQuil, that's a thing.
It was a TikTok trend for a bit. Yep.
Who knows? It was a thing.
Oh, Korean town restaurant and restaurant more, and soup.
More ethnic news here. New York's Koreatown restaurant shut down after a couple reports they found dead rat in soup. And the restaurant's like, what? We meant to put it in there. But that's
extra flavoring.
You'll order extra protein.
It's not surprising to happen in New York. Well,
I actually believe.
Okay, so this one actually.
That's all you hear out of New York is rats.
Don't go to restaurants. Just don't.
No, you're okay. This article has a surprise twist at the end where I actually side with the restaurant. So go ahead and.
Right. So Eunice Lucero Lee and her husband ordered a sagoga guka, a spicy beef soup dish, on Saturday from Gambyok. A popular spot in the area, the Tupper had been visiting the business for a decade, but they are now suing it for leaving them disgusted and violently sick. A video and photos Lucero Lee posted on Instagram show what appears to be a dead mouse floating in the stew. That is a rat in our soup, she confirmed in her post, describing it as the most disgusting thing. So this is another Karen, but a Mexican Karen.
He's a social justice warrior.
No, but...
There's a lot of Mexican Karen, let me tell you.
So it says they claim to suffer from severe, serious, and permanent injuries and accuse the restaurant of negligent infliction of emotional distress. Oh, and it shows the post that they posted.
Read the post that they posted, because I want you to read at the end the post that the restaurant posted.
Oh, nice. So this Karen says, after seeking legal counsel, my husband and I feel free to share something that happened to us over the weekend. Oh, it was very traumatic. We ordered in from a well-known restaurant in K-Town. Whoa, racist. And found the most disgusting thing. If you're squeamish, skip my next two stories. We're doing this to spread awareness and hopefully make sure the right people are held accountable.
They also say they're not considering the Asian community. So there's something about, it's maybe not in like right there. It might be below. But they're like, we support the Asian community and dine out frequently. We just, they're just being social justice warriors about it.
Oh, yeah, there it is right there.
They call it K-Town out Christ, here Joe. Also.
Oh, there we go. More. That's what it says. A little more?
No, that's it. Lucero Lee magazine maintained that she and her husband remained, quote, proud supporters of Asian food and warned against using their experience to fuel more anti-Asian hate. Then don't fuel anti-Asian hate, just fuel the hate for the restaurant. Has nothing to do with their fucking ethnicity. You found a rat in your food. Fuck.
So they show the rat in the soup. So it pans out and then it just goes boom, 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 and just zooms into this rat, and it's pretty gross.
Oh, is it a video here?
No, there's a couple pictures. If you scroll on it on the pictures, they're up, and then you have to scroll past. I did it on my phone. I'm not sure if you can do it on your computer.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It's different when you're on the phone. You can see it a little farther away and then closer, but yes, that's definitely a rat in the soup. So then scroll down and read what the restaurant said when they contacted these people for compensation.
Let's see. Oh, I just zoomed in way too far.
Are you going to give me my compensations?
to give me the ear.
Oh, is there this one? Yep. Okay, so this is their response on Instagram. Should I read it in character?
Yeah.
No.
This is Gemayok. It is understandable but regrettable that public opinion has deteriorated. Once the person ordered food with Uber Eats. If a rat came out, it could be argued as evidence saying, look at this when they came to our store, but we didn't see any real thing. What the fuck? This doesn't make any sense so far. Also, if you look at the other party's Yelp account, there is a review in the past saying that flies came out of that person's house because they take out in the same way as we did at another restaurant in K-Town. It's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for most people. I'm going to zoom this back in a little bit. Very small. Also, we did not offer $5,000 as a bribe, as they said. At the time of the first call, foreign substances came out of the food due to poor call quality. So the manager said he would give us Uber Eats refund guide and a $100 gift card in the spirit of always treating customer complaints and keeping a low profile, but he immediately asked for $5,000. And after going to the hospital, he asked for the hospital bill, and we said that we would have an internal meeting and let him know. But right away, he called and demanded $25,000. After that, we said we couldn't afford it, so we said we were going to hire a lawyer to take action. At the time of the incident, it was a weekend, so it was difficult to contact, and it was difficult to judge arbitrarily without the advice of a lawyer. The media that reported this incident for the first time with the person's report made a biased broadcast without confirming any facts to us. We have not received any contact from the press until now. Are they really right who just listened to one side of the story and made an article without checking any facts? They were really proud they would have asked us, but they didn't want to hear anything from us.
The whole point is that there's just two sides to the story. I don't know
right,
who's
of course. Right.
But it just seems like these people said, hey, we love Asian food. This place, we found a rat in our soup. And the restaurant was like, well, they asked for $5,000 immediately. And they did say they have permanent injuries. They said that, the people who are filing right. the complaint, they have permanent injuries. If I found a rat in my soup, I would be like, fucking gross, never going here again. But I wouldn't freak out and think I have permanent injuries.
That's the thing, is that they're like, first of all, you have no proof that the rat came from us. For all we know, you could have brought it in like the person that said about the flies. Number two, we offered you a $100 gift card as compensation. You said you wanted $5,000. You then went to the hospital, and when you got the hospital bill, we said we would talk about covering the hospital bill and damages, and you asked for $25,000. We said no, so we hired a lawyer. Like, they don't have any evidence that it came from the store. They did twice offer to compensate, and they didn't want it. They were clearly out for blood, even if it was the restaurant's rat that was in the soup. It's like, as soon as they found it, they were like, holy shit, we hit a gold mine. Don't accept anything. Make a big deal about it. And let's see how much money we can get.
You know how many likes we'll get on Instagram with this?
Yeah.
So also, the restaurant could be lying to, who knows? They could
sure.
be defaming the clients just the same way they did to the restaurant. So I'm not necessarily... leaving either side.
Hey, I stand behind the Korean people. They would never do that.
It just seemed funny that they said they had permanent, irreparable damages or whatever just from finding a rat in their
right.
soup. I mean, how many
yeah, that's ridiculous.
Take before you saw a fucking rat in your soup, you idiot? Look at your food.
Yeah. You see that they clearly ate like most of it and then we're like, look, a rat. Holy shit.
If you found a cat paw, that's definitely from the Korean restaurant.
Fair enough. I have three cats for them. I can help them with their inventory.
I thought it was dog. Right. Maybe not.
They don't discriminate. They're very inclusive people. They like dogs.
Yeah, right.
And cats. Mm. All right. Next one. So I found a bunch of dumb criminals this time. So this one is burglar busted thanks to Cheeto dust on her teeth. So
what was that?
What the heck?
She was caught
what?
A woman was for a home invasion in Oklahoma thanks in part to Cheeto dust found in her teeth, authorities allege. Sharon Carr was arrested on first burglary charge after allegedly committing the dangerously cheesy act Friday at a home in Tulsa. Cops said they arrived at the home that night where a mom of two young kids had called 911 to report that another lady had pried a screen off her window and gotten inside. The snack-loving sneak had already fled, but cops say they found a bag of Cheetos and a bottle of water on the floor near the open window.
Oh my god, this was written by ChatGPT. I'm sorry.
Right. Sure. A few seconds later, however, Carr allegedly emerged from the shadows, police told news station KTUL.
The mom ID'd her as the invader, and the bust was further cemented when they found the incriminating orange snack food residue still stuck in her teeth. Cops think she dropped the bag while making her escape. A good reminder that Cheeto dust can be pretty hard to get rid of.
Wow.
Totally ChatGPT.
Yeah, the whole way that this is oriented. The whole way that was oriented was like...
It says it's by Jackie Sallow. That's not an AI name.
You got a middle typed it in. ChatGPT shit.
Yeah, she typed in the search parameters and the article just came out from ChatGPT. Right. Thanks.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The forensics on a Cheeto. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, I just
figured Chester.
All right. What's
did they take samples or what did they do? This?
Oh, yeah. They did a DNA sample of the Cheeto dust to confirm it was the same bag.
Right? Because, yeah, you're right, JB. How can she could have been like, dude, I just threw my bag away in the garbage like a good citizen and purchased it from a gas station earlier.
And she was black. So they were like, nah, she's guilty. Yeah.
And every ghetto motherfucker eats Cheetos, so
there you go.
All right, well, we're those ghetto motherfuckers.
Love Cheetos.
Love Cheetos.
I like Flaming Hot.
So in the spirit of dumb criminals, the next one is shocked woman wakes up to find napping burglar in her guest bedroom. He was asleep at the steel. Ohio woman reportedly woke up to discover a burglar napping in her guest bedroom after he had broken in overnight, taken a swim in her outdoor pool, and even eaten the family's leftover chicken. He just helped himself to everything in our house, the victim of the bizarre break-in said, which occurred at her family home in Canton on Monday morning. Stedman, who lives with her husband, son, and brother-in-law, said she saw that a light was on in the spare room, where she then found the not-so-smooth criminal snoozing. The quick-thinking gal, whose husband, Raymond Pearson, had already left for work before the invasion, woke up her brother-in-law, Bryant Pearson. Who cares about these names? Who chased the...
It's right there, right above the picture. To the left side.
Who chased the intruder out of the home. These stupid fucking websites. Unfortunately, that was only the tip of the iceberg. The distraught woman subsequently discovered that the door to the backyard was open and that the man's sopping wet trousers were laying by the pool, indicating that he'd taken a swim, the EP reported. She added that the hungry criminal had also apparently finished off the leftovers of the previous night's chicken dinner and even lit a candle in the bathroom, as if your home was an Airbnb. Before leaving, a creepy nap-nabber even swiped a pair of her son's underwear. Okay, that's the worst part of this whole story.
Damn, wait, what?
Maybe he shit himself while he was napping after all that food. It remains unclear how the man had entered the home, although Sedman's husband had spied the guy walking in the street shirtless before he left work at 4 a.m. He reportedly waited until the wackadoo passed by before driving off. So the dude just was hungry. He's probably high.
Yeah.
And then he took a swim and he's like, wow, I'm tired now. And had to take a nap. And then they found him before he could get out.
I think we need to start a movement where we find the names of these people and the places they live and then go interview them and ask if this really happened. or even find if they exist. Because if you've ever tried to get a story or something out of ChatGPT, it sounds so much like this.
I can't imagine that this is a real story.
What we'll have to do is try to chat deep GPT. You know what?
It does sound like this, but I could see criminals doing this shit because they're not used to that luxury. You know, they're not used to chilling in a big old house and just, you know, doing whatever the hell you want and that much space, food,
they
whatever.
They just forget to check if people are there.
I
could kind
of see how that would happen.
Okay.
Yeah. You're like, taking it. You get a little overconfident in that, all right, they're not going to arrive. So,
okay, but taking a shit in their bathroom and then lighting their shit bathroom candle, come on. Shit.
Maybe someone else took a shit and he lit a candle to do them.
Maybe I know a motherfucker that would probably fucking do it. I swear.
Well, yeah.
Okay. JB's like, hey, I actually know some people that have done very similar.
You live in LA.
I've known people that that sounds like this dude. He would do that shit.
Have you done that shit, JB? Have you ever done
anything? No. I would never have the balls to go into that.
Okay. we're searching his name next time we do a Planet Retard.
Yeah, go for it. I'm innocent.
Yeah. All right, next one. It is male nudist who smeared fake semen on neighbor's garage receives no jail time.
Heinous.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do that, why fake
semen made of?
No shit.
Like, why? Why not just go for gold?
Just pump
fake
right off.
Fake semen.
False.
Why fake?
Oh, and this is in Australia. A Canberra magistrate told a man in his 60s that he's disgusting for exposing himself to his next door neighbors and smearing a fake bodily fluid all over their garage. James Richardson went to court on Tuesday after he pled guilty on a charge of indecent exposure and going against a protection order. Richard was accused by his neighbors of being naked in public where everyone could see from the streets on multiple occasions. That's when things took an even weirder turn. After a protection order was placed against Richardson, the neighbor's garage started to smell like urine. He also allegedly spread white liquid all over the neighbor's garage that was suspected to be semen. Turns out it was just a mix of oil and Vaseline. So the guy is brilliant. That's in his own home with his business, the neighbor said. Quite frankly, we in the community do not want to see him naked.
Well,
the magistrate has given Richardson a fine over $1,000 and he now has to complete 100 hours of community service with clothes on. Wait, it says for more on this story, click here. What? What's
more to it?
Hang on.
Clickbait, babe.
Oh, yeah, I think it is, because that was it. That was all the story. Why would you do that to me?
So it says, okay, so go back to the headline. Just real quick. Canberra nudist who smeared fake semen on neighbor's garage. He didn't smear fake semen on their garage. He smeared Vaseline on their garage, and they just thought it was semen.
Yeah, who's told the cops. Ones?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The journalist is making it seem like he was
that's
doing
trippy,
it.
Right?
Just like, hey, I can smear whatever the fuck. It could have been water.
Yeah, I think the neighbor closeted homosexual. Right.
No such thing.
Why would you assume that it's semen, right?
Yeah, everything is fake semen. Water is fake semen.
Just can you like, isn't that discrimination? Just because somebody's naked, you assume that this liquid on your garage is semen?
Yes, I'm not allowing fake semen to be a thing that they can be. Everything's fake semen if you want it to be.
Yeah, there's a big
except for semen. Sorry, except for semen. Semen's
big jump from just wanting to strut down the street and letting everything hang out to pumping off or acting like you're pumping off on somebody's garage. That is a big jump. If I walk down the street naked, it's just because I felt like being fucking naked and don't care if you see me. But that doesn't mean I'm going to be like, on somebody's fucking garage.
Oh, that's a nice looking door. Yeah. That's a new one. All right, next story. Louisiana woman arrested after police find meth and puppies inside of an ice cream truck.
Aw.
Is this the lady? Oh, no, that's a different story.
Oh, I was going to say, is that the puppy or the lady?
Wait, there was meth and puppies?
Yes.
In an ice cream truck.
It is the deep south, so who knows? Louisiana police arrested a woman on Monday after finding meth and two small puppies inside an ice cream truck.
Oh, okay.
Oops, I scrolled too far. Slidell Police Narcotics detectives observed a blue ice cream truck with an expired license plate and no brake lights. That looks like a bus.
A school bus.
Just ice cream. Okay.
The ice cream truck had been on detectives' radar after receiving information that the owner was allegedly using and selling meth from the truck.
Oh,
as
okay.
You're on meth. So, the what?
That totally another one that makes sense. Selling out of an ice cream truck.
Oh,
the puppy is just extra.
Oh yeah, no, they're just
her, like their side gig.
Yeah, it's just her little tweaker buddies. Detectives conducted a stop of the vehicle. Inside, the detectives found melted ice cream in the freezer, methamphetamine, drug paraphernalia,
and two puppies.
And the ice cream was melted. Like, these crackheads can't get anything. The ice cream's supposed to be cold. You twacked out, bitch.
Oh damn! Look at that trip.
Yeah, the owner, Tamisha Morin, 42, is arrested and charged with possession of blah, blah, who cares about that. Morin is booked in the Slidell County Jail. The ice cream truck, Tammy's Ice Cream and Treats, was impounded. So it wasn't even her truck either. She's guilty of all kinds of shit. It was Tamisha. Tammy. Okay.
I think it was her truck. I mean, I would say.
Well, she did have ice cream.
Bus. I mean, to be fair, it's an ice cream bus.
It was her get-rich-quick scream as a... scream. Her get-rich-quick scheme as a tweaker. She's like, you know what I can do? Paint the school bus, sell ice cream. But first, I'm going to do meth.
Her name's Tamisha, usually?
Yeah, she looks very white for that kind of a name.
I'll just leave it at that. That's her.
Right. Tamisha. Leave it to people's imagination. All right, next story. Iowa cemetery staff shares ad on Facebook to find life partner for widowed goose.
Whoa.
The domestic goose who resides on cemetery grounds reportedly lost her significant other, which prompted the Facebook post. Staff at a burial site in Iowa took to Facebook last month to search for a partner for a resident goose whose significant other had died. On February 10th, the Riverside Cemetery in Marshalltown, Iowa... it does sound like something from the Midwest, posted the personal ad on behalf of Blossom, a lonely widowed domestic goose who was seeking a life partner. In August of 2022, Blossom's former partner, Bud, had been killed by a wild animal, as happens to geese. Since Bud's death, those at Riverside Cemetery noticed Blossom's behavior changed, so they decided to help her find a new feathered friend.
Look, it shows her staring at a gravestone.
I know. That's Bud's gravestone? Probably not. She's just like looking for a place to shit. That's what geese do.
Do geese mate again? Do they mate for life? Do we know anything about geese? I need more information before I can believe this.
So listen to what the ad read. I'm youthful, adventurous, and lively, and I've been told I'm beautiful. 3 days later, staff lost a new domestic goose partner. Frankie. Ooh, what is Frankie? How does Frankie stack up?
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second, dude.
A domestic goose partner. Are we assuming that it's the opposite sex?
We are misgendering him, maybe.
Yeah. Or her.
Pretty sure they would know those details.
What's that?
Pretty sure they know those details.
Oh, and then, because what if the goose is like, that's not a penis, that's actually my vagina. But I do want to be called Frankie.
They know those parts.
No, they have a picture of him at the end. They look very, like, geese look. I guess happy.
Assholes.
They look like an old couple.
Yeah, fucking assholes. You know they take shits like cats. Have you ever seen geese shit? They look like cat turds. Huh. We saw walking down on those walking trails. It was disgusting.
Yeah, Canadian geese are the worst, but...
Yeah, they're fucking dicks.
I guess every goose is the worst.
I do have a couple other stories. I'm just doing them a couple at a time because of the whole...
Computer
glitch of 2023 that happened a couple weeks ago. I have two more. Hang on. That was the Buffalo Wild Wings one. We got that. We did year one on the Koreatown.
We didn't talk about what to do in an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. We can end on that.
Well,
so it's just, this next one is just funny. It's Berlin. So what do you want? So hang on. I got to cue up my thing.
See boobs. That's all I see.
And it zoomed in on him too. So women in Berlin.
I don't know how you did that, but
you don't get Germany. To see those often, do you?
This is out of Germany, obviously. Women in Berlin allowed to go topless in swimming pools, says state government. The people who want to go swimming in the German capital will soon be permitted to do so without covering their torsos.
swimming where?
In Berlin.
So they will soon be permitted to do so without covering their torsos following a discrimination complaint. So somebody was mad that they couldn't pop their tits out pool. The decision was made after the complainant, whose identity remains private, even though she wants to pop her tits out. Okay. Turn to the Senate. Ombudsperson office. That's, wow.
Ombudsman?
Equal.
Ombudsperson?
Ombudsperson.
No, it's. Well, okay, so an ombudsman is...
I just love how they said person instead.
Yeah, it's ombudsperson.
In reaction to the complaint and the ombudsperson involvement in the case, the Berliner... I'm not even going to try that.
Bader Betreiber.
It's a German word here, which runs the city's public pools, decided to change its rules for swimming attire. The head of the ombudsperson's office... said they very much welcome the decision. It establishes equal rights for all Berliners, whether male, female, or non-binary, and because it also creates legal certainty for the staff. There's the key right there, because it also creates legal certainty for the staff. So they can stare and not be
And that's why they said ombudsperson is because whether male, female, or fucking non-binary, usually kind of like human or woman, it was just called an ombudsman.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what was so funny. Right. I've never, ever heard ombudsperson.
Yeah.
I've heard ombudsman.
What is that?
An ombudsman is a position of civilian on base that heads up like support groups deployed people.
You would know that.
For people who want to feel important, but they don't really have an important role.
No, they really fucking don't. I was asked to be vice ombudsman, and I was like, no.
Also, ombudsman is also like a business bureau department thing, too.
Is it?
Yeah. Like, it's not
specific
to a military base. Like, there's a whole other category.
I didn't even know anything about that one.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'd never even
I don't know anything about both, so...
Yeah, exactly.
It's all good.
I just like that they put person in place of man because
non-ombudsman.
So, what do you think they're going to change it to next, though? Because person is definitely going to have new definitions in the next few years. Human
being.
Identify the dog.
Yeah.
Ombuds being.
Sentient being.
No.
What if you identify as not sentient, though? Well, then what? Ombuds thing?
Oh, no. Everything's a sentient being.
I don't know. It depends on if you're picking the right pronoun. Like, it could be ombudser.
Now, Lene, also, everyone is either male or female, so go figure that one out.
This might look like a cat, but I identify it as my domestic partner, therefore I can fuck its butt whenever I want. And that's a real fucking line of, you know, animal abuse then.
Yeah.
All right, so for the last in our installment of retarded criminals, fugitive busted after applying for a job at New Jersey Sheriff's Office.
Damn. No fucking
poor
way.
Poor dude.
She closed at least one case, her own. A fugitive wanted for fraud was busted when she walked into a New Jersey Sheriff's Office and asked to be hired, according to police. Zaima Johnson, we'll leave that to your imagination again.
It's a girl, huh?
27. A former postal service worker from Jersey City was on the run for the crime in Monroe County, Pennsylvania, when she applied to work at the Hudson County Sheriff's Office, according to the Jersey Journal. She sent in paperwork to be a security guard at the law enforcement agency. She was called... Oh, so she wasn't applying to be a sheriff, a security guard. Okay. She was called into the station under the guise of a job interview and arrested Tuesday.
Oh, this sucks, dude. Damn, come on.
Can you imagine that sheriff's
so cool.
They're like, holy shit, this one literally felt, invite her in for interview.
She's like, you know what, fuck it,
I have so many questions.
I need to change my life, and then they bust her. Like, what the fuck?
She's like, bitch, I'm just trying to better myself.
No, they should have started with interview questions, like, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
For answer.
Just let her answer. And then answer for her.
Oh, like, by the way, say hi to those security guards for us. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you where you're going to be in 5 years. It's going to be Jersey City.
That sucks, dude.
Not in the same uniform you were hoping for.
I swear, she was trying to change her life. She saw an opportunity, and they just swiped it on away. Like,
she should have been honest from the very beginning. So, JB, I'm with you. She could have been like, hey, I know I'm a fugitive, but I would love to work here. So you can arrest me right now, but please train me for this job. I'll be right here available for on-the-job training.
Yeah. Allow me to do my community service
for any other
where people do community service.
But she'll have the inside scoop. She'll know exactly what she's on the job training.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking.
She'll have more experience than anyone else.
Like, this is what to look out for. This is, I got this.
Yeah, it's like hiring a hacker to work for the CIA. Yeah. Like, they know how to break in. She's like, dude, I evaded you for so long. Like, I can be.
She went in for the interview. Come on.
You only got me because I applied for a job. You're fucking welcome. Boost that quota. All right,
close out this segment. This is one Jen sent me a couple days ago, and it's kind of relevant to where we live because a swarm of nearly a dozen earthquakes hits near California-Nevada border in 10 hours.
So that was from 2 days ago. Another bunch of earthquakes just hit yesterday or early morning today. The article itself is not what's funny. What is super funny is the list of what to do in the event of an earthquake. Oh, so let's tell our listeners what to do. Okay, so if you're in a car, pull over and stop. Set your parking brake. So this is what the experts say. So I should have, if an earthquake strikes, it's best to protect yourself right away. Here are tips from experts. Dear. So if you're in a car, pull over and stop, set your parking brake. If you're in bed, turn face down and cover your head with a pillow.
Email on it.
It's going to protect you. So if you're outdoors, stay away from things. Don't go inside. But if you're inside, stay and don't run outdoors. Yeah, stay away from doorways.
So if you stay away from doorways, that means you can't be outside or in between. So, you have to go underground.
The point is they're saying stay where you are, but they're like, it's safer here. No, it's safer here. It's all based in confusion. Cover your head with a pillow. Get fucked. If your house is on you, you're definitely dying.
None
don't bother with
sense.
The pillow,
none
bro.
None of it makes sense. I live in the best land, and none of that makes sense to me.
Hold on a second. Like, stay away from doorways. We were always taught when we had the earth.
Exactly.
Stay under archways and doorways.
And you're supposed to go towards the doorway.
Yeah.
And get right under it. You
extra
know, like,
bracing. It's better than fucking middle of a ceiling falling. So, okay. I think the whole point of this can be summed up. If an earthquake happens, just stay where you are.
Okay, I think we can sum it up a little bit further and say, if an earthquake happens, go die. Here's how to do it.
Put in earbuds. It will be over soon.
So after all those steps, all those suggestions
with your hands.
After all those suggestions, it says the best way to protect yourself during an earthquake is to drop cover and hold on. So literally, like Jen said, just stay where you are. Cross your fingers. So the officials say, quote, wherever you are, drop down to your hands and knees and hold on to something sturdy. If you're a wheelchair or walker with a seat, make sure your wheels are locked and remain seated until the shaking stops.
I'm so glad those officials are there.
Can you imagine the YouTube videos of the person in the wheelchair is like, I didn't lock my fucking wheels. He rolled up the hill.
I was going to say,
that's too funny.
If you see somebody in a wheelchair, grab a camera because things are going to get pretty exciting.
I don't know. I think we should, it should be much more specific. And any specific advice, like, hey, get a rope and tie it to this and hold on. And if you,
I once saw an article that described the so called triangle method, which is wherever you are, like, say, if you're laying next to a bed, and if you dip down next to the bed, it creates a triangle in case something falls down, and then it falls not directly on you, kind of on the bed, and then the so-called triangle method. Look it up.
Huh. Unless it falls directly on your spine.
Yeah, so whatever you want. Exactly.
Yeah, you want to be like flush with that thing
next
so
to, like,
it falls by you,
next
and then
to
it protects
something,
you.
No matter where you are, just flush next to wherever the fuck you are on the floor. Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes way more sense.
Maybe something doesn't hit you.
Okay, so you've actually given us the most sound advice, JP, that we've heard all night about how to survive an earthquake. I'm very grateful.
For some reason, I always tell my girl, hey, fucking earthquake, because there's a lot over here. Like, bro, get the fuck off the bed and get right next to the fucking bed. Triangle bed. I read it somewhere once, and now I live by it.
Triangle, babe, and I will Eiffel Tower you.
Thanks for joining us, edition of Planet Retard. Next week, oh, quick note too, we're not going to have a regular show this week because we're going to a fucking concert tomorrow, but we will have a very special guest Sunday. I don't really want to say who it is yet because we've been trying to get him for like 2 years, and if it falls through, then you aren't disappointed. But it's going to be fun, and I'm looking forward to it. So our regular show will be back Sunday, and then next Friday for Planet Retard. Retard?
Who's the retard now?
And they're retard. Next week for Planet Retard, we will have the one and only Mr. Unacceptable Steel, and you will meet him next week. So thanks, Jeep. Much love, buddy. Thanks
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, sir.
Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
Of course.
And until then,
you weird homosexuals.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.